Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Beis, 7 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amnalf, and the Gemara will now continue to discuss concepts of Yichus. So Amr Royin Ba'abba, Royin Ba'abba stated, Chavul Yoma, Tchilta de Bavel, this place called Chavul Yoma is the crown and the glory of Bavel regarding Yichus. And as Rashi says, Chavul Yoma Shemakim, Tchilta de Bavel, Mikli Levit Tefarta Shabavel Yuchsin, and the Lashon of Tchilta is the Lashon of Tcheles, and the Aruch states, Ma Tcheles Mufcha Shabaglima, Kachzu Mufchar Shal Atsi Shabavel, and as we know, that Tcheles was used by kings and by royalty. And Rami Ba'abba continues, Shuni V'guvya Tchilta D'Chavul Yama, and in the city of Yama Tchilta, which was the crown and glory of Bavel, and was most miyuchas in Bavel, the neighbors of Shuni and Guvya were the most prestigious in those areas. Ravina Amma of Tzitzura, and Ravina states that even Tzitzura was also one of the places which was very miyuchas. Tayin Amihachi, we looked at Raisa, Chalim Ben Pichas Eime, Chavul Yama Tchilta D'Bavel, the Chavul Yama is the crown and glory of Bavel, B'negei Yichas, and Shuni V'guvya V'Tzitzura to Chilta the Chavul Yama. Amar Papa, Papa says, but in the Yarbu Kutai, however, nowadays, Kutayim got mixed up, and therefore the Yichus is not as pure. And the Gemara tells us, Vlohi, that's really not true, and the Kutayim did not get mixed up in these cities, as Issu, the Boy Minau, Vlayavale. The reason why Rav Papa thought that it was a Yarbu Kutai is only based on a rumor, based on the fact that there was a Kuti that wanted to marry a certain woman from this area, and Lamaisa, the people of the city, did not let that man marry into the city, and therefore the Kutayim were kept out. And of course, as we know, that even according to the Manda Amrin, that Kutim were Giri MS, but ultimately they went off the Derech. And therefore, of course, if someone from the Kutim would have married into these areas, then that would affect the purity of the Yichus of this area. And we learned the Gemara, like the first Pshat Rashi, and Rashi continued, V'yesh Amrin, Rapapa Ba'im and Awisa, Rapapa himself wanted to marry a woman from Chavul Yama, and they did not allow him to come and marry into that area, as Lamaisa, they felt Rapapa wasn't pure enough. L'kacha Yimaitzi Aleim, Shamat Psul, and therefore he said this rumor about them, that really the puzzle, the kosher be'ina loymakein, and of course it's fair to say that a papa would do such a thing in order to get back a chavi yama. And Taisa says even stronger, v'loyin here the chas v'shalom shi'al b'daita shalois the tzaddik lois the lazaleim shalik edin. The Gemara tells us my chavi yama. Where is this place called chavi yama? Amar papa zu prastabursi. This is a place right next to Euphrates, which was called prastabursi. The Gemara continues, who gavered? It was this person, the amaluh hanam and shait meshit, that he said to Rabbanon, I'm from this place called shait meshit. Amar bitzchak nafcha raglu v'ama, and bitzchak nafcha got up in his feet, and he said, Shait Meshit, Bein HaNaris HaMedes, that this place called Shait Meshit is between the rivers. And the Gemara is, V'chi Bein HaNaris HaMedes, my Havi, why Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha tell us that it's between the rivers? What is the Nafkamina? And Amar Abaye, Amar Abchama Ba'ukva, Amar Abyeis Vabchina, Bein HaNaris HaRei Kagoy L'Yuchsin, that since we learned that between the rivers is considered like Pumpadisa B'Negei Yichus, and therefore anyone that comes from that city is considered pure, and you can marry them without checking them out. And Tais points out, when we said that it's between the two rivers, it's not talking about the Tigris and the Euphrates, as certainly if it's between those two rivers, then certainly it's part of Bavel, and therefore certainly the person that comes from there would be kosher. And Taisa says that's talking about two other rivers, and that's why the Gemara had to bring down from Rabbi Yisrael Bechlina that Bein HaNaris HaRei Kegoyle L'Yuchsin. And the Gemara continues, V'Heche Kama, and where are they situated? On Rabbi Echad, Me'i Dekiri La'il, it's from the area of I'i Dekiri and further upstream of the Euphrates River. And the Gemara says that how could Rabbi Echad say that this area was Me'i Dekiri La'il, and it's still considered that the people in that area are considered kosher L'Yuchsin, and they're considered pure? But Rabbi Yechon himself said, Ad Mabat to the Gizma, that B'negei Yichus, the only area that's considered pure in Bavel, is only up to the area of the Gizma crossing, but above that and towards the north would not be considered tar, and E the Kira is above that and towards the north, and therefore, how could we say, Harei Kegoy L'Yuchsin? And Amar Abaye, Abaye explains, Ritzua Nafka, that there was a strip of land that came out from the area that was even above the area of the Gizma crossing, and even that area, which included E the Kira, and also included the area of Shait Meshit, was included in that strip, and that was considered tar, and it was considered part of Bavel. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Ika Ba'ovid, Amrav Chananel, Amrav Chazal Nihavnet, Harei Kegoyle L'Yuchsin, this area called Chazal Nihavnet is considered like Pumpadisa in regard to purity, B'negei Yuchsin, and therefore you're allowed to marry someone from this area, and you don't have to check out the Yichus. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Abaye, and Abaye stated, like the Tzitzolei, we should not listen to Rav Ika Ba'ovid, and this area of Chazal Nihavnet is not considered pure, as Yivami did not flee. And the only reason Rabbi Yikub Ba'ovin wanted to say that this area is considered pure B'negei Yichus is because he had a sister-in-law that came from that area and she felt him to Yibum, and therefore he wanted to make sure that he could do Yibum with her. Amalei and Rabbi Yikub Ba'ovin responded to Abaya, did I say this Ovin by myself and not in the name of Adam Gadol? Rav Chananel, I said in the name of Rav Chananel. Also Shalul, Rav Chananel. So Abaya went to verify Rav Chananel actually said it. Amalehu and Rav Chananel stated, Hachi Amrav, that in Chanami, this is exactly what Rav said, that it is pure, but negei yichus, will plug Rab Abba Bar Kano, and this member of Rab is actually chiluk on Rab Abba Bar Kano. The Rab Abba Bar Kano, as Rab Abba Bar Kano stated, ma'idach siv, that what does it mean when the pasuk states in Malachim Beis b'negei asancheriv that sent the aseres hashvatim into Golos, and the pasuk tells us that the Melech Ashur settled the aseres hashvatim, and the pasuk states vayogel Melech Ashur as Israel Ashura vayanchim bachlach uvachover nahagoyzin va'orimodai, and lemaisa the king of Ashur settled these aseres hashvatim in these area, and explaining exactly which areas these are. So we learned chalach zu chalzain, chavor zu adayev, nahagoyzin zu ginzak, orimodai zu chamden v'chavisa. This is referring to Chamden and its surrounding areas and its suburbs, Rami Law, and some say Zun Havim v'chavriseh. The Gemara now explains, Mai chavriseh, what is it referring to when it talks about the suburbs? Amashmuel, Karach Mishchi, Chuski v'rumki. Lemaisa, we just stated that one of the areas that the Seres of Shvatim was settled in is Chalzain, and Amar Be'echon, the Kulun Psal, Amar Be'echon stated that all of these areas are considered Pasal, and they're not considered Torah b'negei yichus. As Rashi says, Kol Mokim shegolu ha-shvatim nitmu evdichov b'nei seyem, that any place that the Seres of Shvatim went to Golos, the evdichovim went and they married their daughters, but evdichovim ve'evet al-bal basol, afilu mandoma v'lav mamzor lo yahave pogam yahave, that of course according to the mandoma that says that's considered mamzor, certainly we consider that these areas are considered tamei and they're not considered tar, and even according to the mandoma that holds that evdichovim ve'evet al-bal basol is not considered mamzor, but certainly pogam yahave, and therefore we see the Rabbi Abba Kano held that Chalzon was a place that Aseres HaShvatim went and dwelled in, and certainly those places were not considered tar, and therefore we see the argues on Rav, as Rav said, that Chalzon is considered kosher, and Hari Kegel Liuchsin. And the Gemara continues that Shmuel just told us that the areas surrounding these areas, which are considered pasul, include the area of Karach Meshchi Choske Vuremke, and the Gemara states, Kasach Kedaitach Meshchi Hainu Meshchini, that Meshchi is the same area as the area called Meshchini, but the Maisa Shmuel himself said, Meshchini Hari Kegel Liuchsin, the Meshchini is kosher, and Lechay, we just listed it amongst the areas that are considered pasul and considered Tomei, and the Gemara answers, El Meshchi Luchud, Meshchi Luchud, Meshchi is one city, and Meshchi is Luchud, and Meshchi is considered another city, and when Shmuel said Meshchi Harik Gol Yichsin, that's referring to Meshchi, and when we said before that Shmuel said Karach Meshchi Chuski Vrumki is included in the surrounding areas around the areas that the Aseres HaShvatim went and lived, that is referring to Meshchi as not the same place. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from a pasuk in Daniel, and the pasuk is discussing Daniel's dream where he saw four different animals which represented four different golas, the golas of Bavel, Paras, Yavon, and Romi, and this pasuk is talking about the second golas which was represented by a bear, and it's referring to Golas Paras, or the Persian Golas. And as we will see, Daniel saw a bear that was eating three ribs, and sometimes they were in his mouth, and sometimes the ribs were out of his mouth. And the pasuk states, "Va'aru chiva achri tinyana dame ledoiv," and the second vision that he saw was similar to a bear. "Listachad akimas uslosi loyim bepumei ben shinev v'chin amrim lekumi akuli b'sasagi." And Agamar begins by quoting the second part of the pasuk, "V'tlasi loyim bepumei ben shinev," and there were three ribs that were in the mouth of the bear, and it was between its teeth. And Amr Be'echon, Zu Chalzon Hadayiv and Nesivin, Shepam Balasan Upam Paltasan. This is referring to the cities of Chalzon Hadayiv and Nesivin, that sometimes the Persians swallowed up, and the Persians were in control, and sometimes they were spit out, and the Persians were not in control, and that's why these ribs were sometimes in the bear's mouth, and sometimes it was not in the bear's mouth. And the Gemara now goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk, that states that the second vision they saw was similar to a bear, and Tanya Rabbeisiv told us, Elu Pasayim Sha'ichlim Shaysim Kedayiv. This is referring to the Persians that they eat and drink like a bear, umusuvolim kedayiv, and they're very fat like a bear, umagadlin sa kedayiv, and they grow a lot of hair like a bear, veinlam menucha kedayiv, and they never have menucha, and they're always pacing back and forth just like a bear. Rab Ami kavichazi pasid rachiv, when Rab Ami would see a Persian rider on a horse, umahayil duba danaido, and he would refer to the Persian rider as a wandering bear based on the pasuk. Amalei Rabbi Levi harinu pasayim. Rabbi said to Levi, and Levi Rashi says was a person that used to give mishalim, and therefore Rabbi asked Levi to give him a mashal b'negei these things, and he said, "What is a mashal b'negei to Persians?" Amalei, and Levi responded, "Daimel chiyavel shel beis David," that they are similar to the soldiers of the house of David, that they're great warriors and they're very powerful. Rabbi continued and said to Levi, "Havini chavrin, give me a mashal regarding the people called chavrin who lived and they were near Persia and they were similar to the Persians, but even stronger than the Persians." And he said, "Daimel malachei chavala," that these people are similar to malachei chavala, that they destroy everything in the path. They're not mafchim being tov l'ra. And Rashi says, "Chavrin uma smuchla pasayim, ashchisim heim v'tafonim heim yosim pasayim." And once again, Rabbi said to Levi, "Harini yishmeilim, give me a mashal for the yishmeilim." And he said, "Daimel sinim shel beisakise," they're similar to the shadim that hang out by the beisakise, which are very powerful and very destructive. And the Gemara continues, "Harini tamid chom shel bavol," the Rabbi asked Levi to give him a mashal to the tamid chom and bavol, And he said, Doimu Malachi Sharis, they're similar to Malachi Sharis. And Rashi says that this Im of Beis Akisei, they dress in black, and that's how the Ishmaelim would dress, and what the Talmud Chachamim would dress in white. As Rashi says, Doimu Malachi Sharis, Loif Shemuvanim, Batufim Kumalachi Sharis, and they would cover themselves like a Malachi Sharis, Vixiv, Ishlav Shabadim, Hochi Nami, Aminim, Rabbi Madlikan, our Behuda, Shemis Atav, Yesh, Besandina, Mitsyon, Vedemu Malachi Sham Tzavakais, Udurm, Nami, Aminim, Mal Malachi Sharis, Rabbanon, but Mike Harlu, Malachi Sharis, Mitsum Tzavakum, Kumalachi Sharis, Bushim Noim. However, Rashi says that Yishmaelim was similar to the Sirim, Meluvashim Shchayim, that they dressed in black, Vedemu Shadim, and the similar to Shadim. And the Gemara continues, Kiavanicha Nafshid Rabbi, when Rabbi was about to die, and Rashi tells us, Nizuka Nevuah Bepume, at that time, Rabbi had a specific Nevuah, and even though he was an Eretz Yisrael, he started saying Nevuahs about people in Bavel. Omer, he said, Humnia Ikud Bavel, there's a place called Humnia in Bavel, Kula Manai, and he said that since in that city there are many people from Amoin, and therefore the Yisraelim had a relationship with those people, and therefore they're not pure. Miskaria Ikud Bavel, there's also a city called Miskaria in Bavel, Kula Mamzeri, all those people are Mamzerim. Birka Ikud Bavel, there's a place called Birka in Bavel, Shnei Achim Yeshba, there are two brothers that live there, Shemachlif Nishisayim Zelazer, and they swap their wives with each other, and therefore you have to be careful in that city as well. Birta the Satya Ikud Bavel, there's a place called Birta the Satya, Hayim Sorum Achre Mokum, and on that day that Rebbe died, they already went off the Derech, and they went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though it says it was on that day, but as we will see, this happened on Shabbos, and Rebbe did not die on Shabbos, and therefore it means that around that period of time, they went off the Derech. And what was the story? The Akvi Pir Bekvari B'Shabta, V'Azim B'Sadabu B'Shabta, that the fish pond overflowed on Shabbos, and then the fish were about to die, and the people went and captured the fish in order to make sure that they kept it, and they wouldn't lose their money. And of course, it's us to do so on Shabbos, and Misham Tinu, Reb Achiv, Rabbi Yeshua, and Reb Achiv, Rabbi Yeshua put them in Chayim, V'Shtamud, and because they were put in Chayim, then they went off the Derech completely. And Rebbe continued, Akud Agba Ikba Bavel, there's a place called Akud Agba in Bavel, Ad Bahava Yeshba, and there's this person named Ad Bahava that is in that city. And we continue on Daf Ayin Beis Amar Beis, Hayyim Yeshua B'Cheikah Shavram, and Rashi brings two Pshatim, Yeshayim and Mesa Yayim. Some say that he died on that day, Vim Kain Inzer Rav Abda Shabbat Gemara, certainly this is not Rav Ad Bahava in Gemara, who lived much later, Venera the Hayyisha B'Cheikah Shavram Vino, Shinichlis of Brismila. And some say the Pshat is that he actually had a Brismila on that day, and it was actually the time frame when Rav Ad Bahava was born. And according to this Pshat, Rashi says, Vizera of Ad Bahava, Sheherch Yom Habe, Mishimes Rebbe, Adarius Achrein, Bimir of Nach Bayitzok, Kedarminum Bab Basra, and we know he lived until the time of Ad Bahava, and therefore it must be that he lived a long time. And Taisus learns like this Pshat of Rashi, but he actually brings down for the Re that the Shnei of Ad Bahava, that this is not referring to the same of Ad Bahava that lived up to the time of Nach Bayitzok, and it's referring to a different Rav Ad Bahava. And the Gemara continues with another thing that Rabbi stated, Hayyim No Rabbi Yehuda Bavel, that on this day Rabbi Yehuda was born in Bavel. And of course, this refers to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Cheskel, who was the Amor Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, and this makes sense based on the following memra that Kishemes Rabbi Kiva Neil Rabbi, when Rabbi Kiva died, Rabbi was born, Kishemes Rabbi Neil Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi died, Rabbi Yehuda was born, Kishemes Rabbi Yehuda Neil Rava, and Rabbi Yehuda died, Rava was born, and Kishemes Rava Neil Rabashi, and when Rava died, Rabbi Ashi was born. Rambam seems to be Gairus, actually Mes Rava Neil Rabashi, and even prior to Rava dying, Rabashi was born. And the memra continues, this teaches us, Shein Tzadik Niftim Na'ilam, Achidivit Tzadik Maisei, that Tzadik is not Niftim from this world until another tzaddik that's similar to that tzaddik is born. Shenema v'zerach Hashemesh u'bar Hashemesh, as the pasuk tells us that when the sun rises, the sun will set. Actually, kavsa shimshil shel Eli zoch shimshil shel Shmuel Aramasi. And similarly, we find that prior to the nevuah of Eli finishing and the yidden will go lose a navi, and we already find that Shmuel Aramasi started saying nevuah. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Shmuel, v'ner lekim terem yichbel Shmuel sheicha beichla Hashem ashesham areina lekim. And we see that prior to Eli dying, and Eli already lost his nevuah, as it says that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already flickering and already was extinguished, and Shmuel was sleeping in the base of Migdash, and he heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to him, and Shmuel received the Vua. And the Gemara continues, and dashed in the Pasuk Necha, Tziv Hashem LeYakov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded regarding Yaakov, that Tziv of Tzarev, that from around them and from amongst them will come the enemies. And Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Kugayin Humniya Lupum Nahara, and Rashi says, Tziv Hashem LeYakov, Tziv of Tzarev, Tzarem Shai Yusev, Yisim Ba'atzam, that the same enemies that surrounded Klai Yisrael when they were in Eretz Yisrael, the Hainu Amunumayev, Shetzulam Yasim Nakal, and they brought on the most tsars to Klai Yisrael, Kraminum Bechaylok, Amunumayev, Shchine Bishid Yushlaim Hayu, Oisim Tziva, Shiusav, Maisan Apaglusa, Makarish Baruch Hu commanded, and he made sure that those same people went and bothered Klai Yisrael and Golas. And Rabbi Yehuda tells us this is reference to Hamunya in Pumnahara, and as we stated before, that they were full of Amunim. Rashi states, Hashivim Sancher Bebavel, Vay Mitzirim Liyisol, Bishav Pumnahara, and they caused many tsars to the Klai Yisrael that lived in Pumnahara. Gemara continues and dashes a pasuk in Yecheskel, which is talking about a nevuah that Yecheskel had prior to the building of the base of Mikdash, and the pasuk says, "Vahiki Novi Upatel Ben Binyoya Mes VeEpol Aponai VeEzek Kol Gadol VeOmer Ha Hashem LeKim Kolo Ato Iseh She'iris Yisrael." He lamented and he said that woe is to us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is causing us to be destroyed. And the Gemara brings a machlekes. Rav and Shmuel Chad Amol Teva VeChad Amol Ra. Rav and Shmuel had a machlekes if he was saying a good thing about Patel Ben Binyoya or he was saying a bad thing about him. And the Gemara explains, "Man Amol Teva Kiha." According to Man Amol, it says with the Teva, it was based on the following story. The governor of the area called Meshon that we brought beforehand that were cool in Mamzerim, he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, Shalchlei, and he sent to Nebuchadnezzar, Mikula Hashavi Dasloch, you just took Klal Yisrael into Golus. He took so many captives, Loi Shadrislon, the Koyk Lakamon, and he didn't send us any Avadim in order to serve us. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send to his son-in-law, to governor in Meshon, and he wanted to send him from Klal Yisrael, Amalei Patil Ben Banyo. Patiu said to Nebuchadnezzar, "Ananda Chashvina Nukim Akamal Chacha, that since we are more Chashiv, you should leave us by you, and we should help you. The Avdin Nezal Hashem, and you only should send our Vadim into Meshon, and you should send him to the governor of Meshon in order to help him. But you shouldn't sell him to us because we're more Chashiv." And of course, Patiu saying this is actually a benefit to Klal Yisrael that he didn't have to go and serve in Meshon and didn't have to serve under his governor. And the Gemara tells us, "Va'aman Navi," and therefore Yecheskel said, "Misha Asa Tayu B'Yisrael Yomus Bechetz Yomav." He lamented, how could it be that this person did such a good thing for Klal Yisrael that he will die so early and he will die too young, as he will die by half of his days? Manda Amal Ra, the Manda Amal who says, Balatayu ben Binyo was a bad person, and therefore Yecheskel was saying in the Vula Ra, he learns this from a different pasuk that states by Yecheskel, the Chsiv, as the pasuk in Yecheskel in Parakut Al states, Tisi Oisi Ruach, Vatavi Oisi El Shabbos Hashem Hakadmoini, Hapoina Kadima, Vihine Vepesach Hashar, Esav Chamisha Ish, and Yecheskel was lifted up by a wind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it brought him to the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw inside the Pesach HaShat 25 people, Ve'erab B'seichem, as Azinyo ben Azur, as Platio ben Binyo, Sariam, and he also saw Platio, who is the son of Binyo, who were the officers of the nation. And prior to this, in Parakles, it says, Ve'yavi Oisil, Chatzah Beis HaShem HaPrimis, Vine Pesach HaHichal HaShem, Bein Ulam Bein HaMazbech, Ke'esu V'chamisha Ish, Achareyam El HaHichal HaShem, Uprem Kedba, Ve'hem Mishtachavisim, Kedma LaShamash. And according to this Mandama, since it talks about 25 people, both in Parakles and in Parakut Aleph, so it must be talking about the same 25 people, and therefore, just like in Parakut Aleph, Yazniyo ben Azur and Platao ben Binyo were included amongst the 25 people, therefore in Parakes, it must be that they were also included amongst those 25 people, and as we see, the Pasuk tells us that they were actually doing something which was a bezoyin takadosh baruch hu, and as the Gemara explains, by the fact that it says that they were facing towards the east, therefore certainly their backs were towards the west, so why does the Pasuk tell us that their backs were towards the Heichal Hashem, it shows that they revealed themselves and they got undressed and they actually went to the bathroom towards the west of the Beis HaMikdash, which is of course towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and of course that was a terrible bezayin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, according to this Bandama, Plato definitely did something which was terrible, the Ka'am Navi, and therefore the Navi said, Misha Asa Raza Yisrael, the person that did such a terrible thing in Klal Yisrael, Yomus HaMitasai, how could it be that he died a regular death? He died a natural death, and it was as if he died on his bed. And the Gemara continues to stay in the Shmuel, the Amal Ra. Let us bring a riot. The Shmuel's the man the Amal that said that Platao was a bad person, therefore the Nevuah was a Ra. The Amal Rabchir Ba'Avin Amal Shmuel, because Rabchir Ba'Avin said the name of Shmuel, Mushkini Harei Kagoyla, that Mushkini is considered like Golas, Lo Yuchsim, B'Negei Yichos, and they're considered Kasha. However, Meshon, Loi Chashula, Loi Mishim Adlis, Loi Mishim Mamzeris. We don't have to be Choshish that the people of Meshon are Avadim or their Mamzerim, even though, as we said before, and there was certainly Psulim in Meshon. However, El Kainim Shahiba, Lo Yikpido Al Gushais, the Kahanim that lived in Meshon were not makbid and they went and married Gushais, and therefore any Kahanim that lived there were considered Halolim and were Psulim. L'chari, it seems from here that Shmuel doesn't hold that Platao went and made sure that Nebuchadnezzar sent Avodim to Meshon, and it must be that they sent Kshirim to Meshon, and that's why Shmuel says that we don't want to be Choshish that in Meshon the people are Avodim or that the people are Mamzerim. And the Gemara now says, La'ilim Emelach Shmuel Amal Teva, that maybe we could say that Shmuel's actually Mandama that said a good thing about him and that he actually helped. Nebuchadnezzar sent Avodim to Meshon and he didn't send regular people from Klal Yisrael. And even so, that would not be a steerer to Shmuel's din. They just stated that Meshon Lei Chashula Loi Mishum Avdus Loi Mishum Amzeris, because Shmuel Tamei, Shmuel is going L'shitasai to Omar Mafka Avdu Yotzel Chiris, that if someone's Mafka is Eved, or in the case when Nebuchadnezzar sent Avodim of Klal Yisrael to Meshon, so therefore, since he actually took them from him and he stole them from them, so they were already Mafka them as they were Miyayish from them, and therefore they were Yotzel Chiris for Enin Sarach Gat Shichra, and they never needed Gat Shichra, and therefore Shmuel's correct that by stating that the people of Mesha are not Avadim, because ultimately they went out free, and therefore they were considered regular Geirim, and they were considered like Avadim Meshucharim, that have a din like a regular Yisrael. Where did Shmuel learn this din from? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, B'degeir Karim Pesach, V'chol Eved Ish, Miktas Kesev, V'malta Yisrael, Az Yechel Boy, that the only way that someone that owns an Eved Kanani can eat from the Karim Pesach is only if that Eved Kanani had Milah. However, if the Eved Kanani did not have Milah, then the owner cannot eat from the Karim Pesach. And L'maisa, the Pasuk says, V'chol Eved Ish, that is Eved Kanani, that it's owned by a man. Shmuel is bothered that L'gavir Karim Pesach, Eved Ish, V'loi Eved Isha, why should there be a difference between an Eved that's owned by a man or an Eved that's owned by an Isha? Based on this question, so Shmuel learned that the word Ish is coming to teach us, Ela Eved Yesh Loi Rishus Rabbi Elav Kari Eved, that if there's an Eved who is belongs to a man and belongs to a person and his master has Rishus on him, that he's called an Eved. Eved She'in L'Rabbi Rishus Lov. However, if there's an Eved that his master did not have Rishus on him because he was Miayish or he was Mafkad Eved and Kari Eved, he's no longer considered Eved and he doesn't even need a Shtah Shikra. The Gemara continues that even though we learn from Yehuda name of Shmuel, Kol Ratzis Isla Ertzol V'Ertzol Isla Bavel, and therefore there are certain places in the world where there's a question about the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the Gemara now brings from Yehuda again in the name of Shmuel, Zudiv Rameya, that all these dinim that we stated is only based on the Shita Rameya, but Chamhol Kol Ratzis B'Chesas Kasher Seim Oimdis, that all the land in the world have a Chazaka, that all the Yidin there are Kasher, and we don't have to be Chayshish for a Pagam of the Yichus. And Rashi said that Shmuel is actually referring to our Mishnah, where we learned that all of Psulim Eretz Yisrael, that Psulim came to Eretz Yisrael, Umashmur, the Ink Kol Ratzis B'Chesas Minchesas, Chutz Mibavavad, and therefore was Mashmur Mishnah, that all the rest of the lands are not Bechazaka, that the Miuchesas aside for Bavel, and as the Gemara stated on Daf Samach Tesam Beis, that Rabbi Elazar said, Lo Allah Israel Mibavel, at Shasa, Kaselis the Kiyah of Allah, and therefore was Mashmur, that only Bavel was considered like Kaselis the Kiyah, but the Jews that lived in the rest of the world had a Shaila about the Yichus. Therefore, Shmuel says that this is only based on Rameah, however, the Chum argue and they say that the Jews in all over the world do have Chazaka of Kashrus, and they do not have a Shaila about the Yichus, and the Gemara continues, Amei Mashar Le Ravuna Banasan, Lemins of Issa Mechuzasa, and Amei was Matar of Huna Banasan to marry a woman that came from Mechuzah, and even though that was not considered a part of Bavel, and therefore there wasn't necessarily a Chazaka that she was Kasha, and Amalei Rav Ashi Lameima, so Rav Ashi said to Amei, my Daitech, why did you say that he's Mutter to go and marry this woman? The Amar of Yehuda Mashmuel, is it based on the memory of Rav Yehuda Neim Mashmuel, that Zudir Rameya, Avacham Aimun Kolaratzu Bechasel Kashri Sein Aimed him, and certainly you would pass like Rabbanon, but he asked Amei, Vaha Be'er of Kanal in Masnehachi, in the Yeshiva of Kanal, they didn't learn like this, and they learned that there's no machlekes between Rameya and Chum, Ube'er Papa like Masnehachi, and the Yeshiva of Papa, they also did not learn like this, Ube'er Zvid like Masnehachi, and the Gemara says, Afil Lach like Kibbul Mene, even so, Amei was not Makabal this, Meshum the Shmuel and Rab Zvid and Adar, because he heard this member from Rab Zvid and Adar, and he heard that Shmuel said, Zudir Rameya, Avacham Aimun Kolaratzu Bechasel Kashri Sein Aimed this, and therefore he felt that even people that were not in Bavel had a chazaka that the kasha, and that's why he allowed Rav Huna Ben Nosson to marry this woman from Mechuza. And Ayin and Rashi do the maskal of Habir of Kanal in Maslahachi Mishmei de Shmuel Elik to Amalel, but he only learned that Shmuel did not say this at all, but he only said the memory that we had before that Kolaratz Bechesab Sula is for Amar Biudam Shmuel Kolaratz is Isa Eretz Yisrael Eretz Yisrael Isa Bavel. And the Gemara continues Tarim Banan, we learned to the Brisa Mamzerim and Nisinim Tarim Las Lavai Div Rabbeisi. Rabbeisi hold that all Mamzerim and Nisinim will be Tar Lasid Lavai, and Rabban learns that this even refers to Mamzerim who are Vadai, and they will become Tar Lasid Lavai. However, other Rishayim learn that's only referring to Suffolk Mamzerim or Mamzerim which are not known, and therefore we won't go and make them known, and we won't passel people in the future. However, they hold that certainly the Issa of Layavai Mamzer Bekal Hashem certainly apply Lasid Lavai any Mamzer that was originally a Mamzer Vadai. And the Gemara continues, Rameya Imer, Rameya argues on Rabbi Yesi, and he says, Ain time they will not be Tar. And Bryce continues, Omele Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yesi said, Rameya, Valik Fanema, the Pasuk in the Chesuk says, Vizuakli Lecha Mayim Tarim Utartem, that I will throw in them Mayim Tarim and I'll be Matar them. And therefore, we see that the Mamzerim and the Sinim will become Tar. And Omele Rameya, Rameya says, Kshu Oimem, Mekotum and Sechem, Mekogul Lechem, Vilayman Amamzeris, since the Pasuk continues and says that you'll have this Mayim Tarim that will be Matar you, but it says from your Tumas and from your Gul Lechem, which means only from Tumor and from Avodah Zarah, but not from Mamzeris. Omele Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yesi says back to Rameya, Kshu Oimem, Tar Eschem, but then the Pasuk says an extra word about Tar Eschem, Havi Oimem, Afman Amzeris. Therefore, we see that the Pasuk is telling us that Yidden will be purified even from Mamzeris, and they will no longer have a din of Mamzerim. And as we know, the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Vizrakti Lechem, Mayim Tarim, Utaatim, Mikotum, Osechem, Ukogul Lechem, Atar Eschem. And when learning the next Gemara works out very well according to Ramban, and according to other Shitas, it's not as clear, and therefore we learn the Gemara like the Ramban. And when Rabbi Yesi stated, Mamzeri Vinistini, Tarim, Lasa Lavai, it meant that even a Mamzer Vadai will become Tar, Lasa Lavai. And the Gemara therefore asks, Bishlai Ramea, Hayim Dachsiv, Yashab Mamzer Bashtoid, the Lacherin Yecheskel, the Pasuk says, that Lasa Lavaid, the Mamzerim will live in Ashtoid, and that's because there will be Mamzerim. El Rabbi Yisi, my Yashu Mamzer Ashtoid. What does it mean when the Pasuk says the Mamzerim will dwell in Ashtoid if they're no longer going to be in Mamzerim? And the Gemara explains, Kidum Tagum Rabbi Yisif, that over there the Lashon Mamzer is not referring to an actual Mamzer, but it's actually going like the Tagum that Rabbi Yisif teaches us, Yasvin Beis Yisrael, Lerechitzen, Bahrein, Dahavadomi, Bohun Lunachrin, Lost the Lavaid, Klai Yisrael, will be able to live in Ashtoid in peace and in harmony and tranquility, even though originally they were considered like Nachrin over there, and they were considered like foreigners. And Lefi Rabbi Yisi, when the Pasuk uses the term Mamzer, it's referred to someone that is a Zar, and someone that is a foreigner of the land, and therefore he doesn't feel secure when he's living somewhere. And Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, and Rabbi Yudah said in Mishmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, the Halacha follows the Din Rabbi Yisi, that eventually there will not be Mamzerim, and the Tais Rush asks that L'chirat is Hilchos L'Mashicha, and generally the Gemara would ask that how could the Gemara now state something which is only Halacha, Lost in Lavai. And Amar Rabbi Yisi states, he loved Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, if not for the fact Rabbi Yudah said in Mishmuel, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yisi, have an Asad Elio, Mapik Minon, Savran, Savrani, Kalarin, when Elio would come, Lost in Lavai, Elio would have to cleanse Klal Yisrael from Mamzerim, we have to take groups of people in chains in order to segregate them as Mamzerim. L'maisa, since we pass on Rabbi Yisi, that Mamzerim is seen in Tahrim Lost in Lavai, and we won't have Mamzerim any longer, therefore Lost in Lavai, Elio would not have to do this, and we will stop over here.